Well, to Guy Leach this evening, managing editor of SA Flyer magazine. The breaking story tonight, Guy Leach, that the business rescue practitioners have made a decision, they say, to suspend all airline operations with immediate effect, and they're pursuing a process to put the airline under care and maintenance until funding discussions are completed. I am told this evening by the public relations practitioners, however, who work for the business rescue practitioners, that not all flights are grounded. There's still repatriation flights that are happening. Cargo flights and World Food Programme flights are still being overtaken. Still being undertaken. So it's not all flights. It gets a bit muddy and confusing. But this is SAA in its death throes, unless some magic money tree gets shaken really soon, Guy Leach.
Yeah, hi, Bruce. Nice to be with you always. To get back to your earlier story, I think that at this stage there is absolutely no gold left in the ground at SAA, only perhaps fool's gold. And it seems the chase is on for the fool's gold. The story from the BRPs was, the business rescue practitioners did try and show that certain progress, I thought that was an interesting word, is being made in terms of mobilizing or raising the necessary $10.4 billion. And until that is actually firm, then they are going to put the airline under care and maintenance, essentially grounded. It sounds very dramatic. To me, I think that means that there's absolutely no change, because as you pointed out, they are continuing to operate the repatriation and cargo flights, and that's basically all the airline is doing anyway.
What about Mango, though? I mean, Mango surely is part of this.
Mango is not part of the business rescue process.
Okay, all right. So Mango flights will continue.
Well, at this stage, as long as SAA Technical allows it to continue, and I mean, that's not really been happening. What we've seen is this extraordinary sight of a couple of ancient old Whitetails Airbuses flying Mango passengers, because there's a fight going on between the brother and sister, between SAA Technical and obviously Mango, which are subsidiaries of SAA, over payment of bills or non-payment of bills and so on. So that's effectively grounded Mango and left the domestic market to fly SAF Air. But the real question, I think, is, you know, is government going to eventually come up with the money one way or another? Is it going to persuade the banks? It's hard to imagine that given enough political will, they won't eventually, because, you know, the banks might not be prepared to lend at, say, even prime rate with a government guarantee, but I'm sure they'd lend at something like prime plus five with the preferential creditor status of a government guarantee. That's how I think it's going to work out, but it still won't be enough money.
No, but here's the problem. I mean, SAA is in such a deep hole and government is so determined to keep this thing going. And I know that you, deep inside your soul, are a supporter of SAA. You're a believer that SAA is a strategic asset for the country, despite all of the negativity around it and despite the fact that it has been such a big drain on the fiscus.
Well, yes. I mean, the country needs an airline, and there's a good case to be made for having, at least in South Africa's case, a state-owned airline. Very briefly, I think a good case to be made coming up shortly is that there's going to be a massive airlift capacity required to move COVID vaccines. If you've got to vaccinate 7 billion people, you've got to move that amount of vaccines. And that's assuming a one-shot vaccination. That IATA recommends, calculates, will require 8,000 747s just to move those vaccines. You'd need the state-owned carrier, ideally, to do that. But there's always a proviso in this. The proviso has to be that the airline has to be profitably, or at least sustainably, run. And SAA fails abysmally on those scores, and unfortunately will continue to do so, simply because government has made it clear that the reason it is continuing to pour our taxpayers' money into it is because it wants to use it as a tool for transformation, for it to fulfill a development mandate.
Yeah, but it's, again, at a huge cost to the fiscus, and it just sends such a terrible signal out in terms of government's determination, regardless of mismanagement. When we look at the rest of the airline industry, and we've spoken to the guys at FlySAF Air many times, and I think they're, you know, hopefully making a profit by now, but certainly in the early stages of resuming flying, they weren't, and they had to be incredibly flexible with their schedules. Are they getting some decent time in the air?
Yeah, I think FlySAF Air has broken through the immediate crisis of post-COVID flying, and SAA is not even there yet. The big crisis will come not during the COVID lockdown period of whatever form it exists, even at lockdown level 2 or 1. It will the real crisis for airlines will be when they try to start flying again, and that's when they will find whether they can get the necessary 70-80% loads to make money. If they find they can only get 50% loads, then they're going to be hemorrhaging money even faster. That is the prospect we face with SAA, given especially that its fleet is now almost been wiped out and it's been left with literally a handful of obsolete old four-engine Airbus AC-40s to do long-haul routes against much more efficient carriers. So it's and the IFE, the in-flight entertainment's terrible. They're going to really battle to put people on seats, particularly if there's a chance that the airline's going to get grounded. So I think that as taxpayers, what we have to fear most is when the airline starts flying again. But I also need to make a remind listeners of a point that is that the $10.5 billion requested is not remotely enough. It'll take 20 to 30 billion rand to get this airline back into the position it was pre-COVID, where it at least stood a chance of making reasonable losses.
My goodness gracious me. Guy Deitch, thank you. Managing Editor at SA Flyer Magazine.